The Round the Fountain Art Fair is coming up this Saturday, and it's at downtown Lafayette from 9 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. Joining me is one of the committee members, Keith Austin, the president of Better Merchants Marketing and Media of Lafayette. Welcome.
Welcome to you, too. Thank you.
So this is the 44th year, and there's always such amazing folks who come in. It's sort of known. I think I've seen Ohio and Wisconsin folks coming in. How is it to be a part of this really large, beautiful art jury?
It's a really fantastic testament to the wide range of work that we have, the variety of styles, the oils and watercolors, graphics, acrylics, wood, ceramics, just everything that you could possibly want to find in a Midwest art fair. And that's really what we pride ourselves on during the jurying process and when the artists are putting their entries in, because we want that nice wide range of those different fields represented, those different styles and ways that the artists express themselves. We want to make sure there's room for everybody.
I'm curious, there's been a lot of construction going on, and obviously the courthouse itself and things getting worked on. The fountain is right there. It's really a part of it, isn't it?
It's a great focal point of everything that's going on, and the construction really has just, we just had to make minor shifts in how the artists set up. So in other words, to avoid the construction around the courthouse, we've moved those artists off the lawn and moved those booths down to the streets and moved to different parts of 4th and 5th Street so that the artists are all on the ground level, but at the same time, we're not interfering with anything that's going on with the courthouse. And there's no restriction to going in the courthouse during the tours of the permanent gallery. We buy a piece of art and we put it in our permanent gallery each year. And so we've got 40-some years worth of art that people can check out with two of the tours. One's at 9:30, the early part of the fair, and then a little later at 11 o'clock. And we get a lot of help from the Tippecanoe County commissioners. It's sponsored by them. So the commissioners themselves are sponsoring our great tours of all of that art that we've built up over the years in the courthouse. And we've funded so many courthouse fix-ups and repairs over the years, too. So that's it's a really great bond that we also have with the historic aspect and maintaining that wonderful center of the town there, the courthouse itself.
Round the Fountain Art Gallery, that an art fair that is going on Saturday morning, and a couple of chances to take a look at the permanent collection. It's one of those things that you're downtown, you could get coffee. There's certainly, while there's all sorts of art and whatnot, it's also a chance then to get around to some of the other local merchants, isn't it?
Yeah, and yet another aspect that we're very proud of is that the way that the fair not only funds all of these art programs for students and budding artists in the area with the money that we raise each year with the fair, but also the economic development that's involved, because again, it's a free event, and that's a way to draw people down to the shops. Downtown Lafayette is booming. People who haven't been downtown for a while will see how just beautiful the roads and the sidewalks and the lighting, everything that they've done. And that's another excuse to be down there and see the art, bring your friends, and have a little bite to eat and some coffee at one of the new places. And again, you're just a stone's throw away from some great art that we're having again for the 44th fair.
Now, where can folks find out more about the fair? I know we'll have links at WBAA.org.
Anything that you want to find out as far as who's in the fair. Also, volunteering. We're still getting some volunteers because the artists, they're sitting at their booths all day, and sometimes they need some relief to go get a break and just stretch their legs. So if you want to participate, learn more about the fair through your volunteering, get yourself a nice free T-shirt and hand out some programs. And you can find out all of that at our roundthefountain.org. And again, it's not around, but it's our R-O-U-N-D, roundthefountain.org. Everything you need to know on there, the history of the fair, how to volunteer, who's in the fair this year is there for everybody.
And it's nice. There's a cool Facebook page too, so you could take a selfie with some of the art, or with the fountain, and then tag you guys there and sort of engage there. Keith Austin is my guest, and you sort of alluded that this is not just the annual art fair, but actually has an impact into the community for students as well.
Yes, we've really been talking a lot more about this this year as well, because just the fair itself is just such an attractive, wonderful draw for the community and everybody that's involved. But those donations and sponsorships that people make to the fair, that money goes to scholarships and handing out money. And I think we're almost up to about $125,000 that we've given over the years to projects. And that's everything from making sure that kids who normally their families can't afford a trip to a museum, or they can't afford an outlet for their creativity. We've got after-school programs through the Tippecanoe Arts Federation. The six area high schools, they all get a piece of what we make each year. So those scholarships go toward the materials that sometimes you have teachers having to buy their own paints and brushes, or they have to cut back on their time with students. So it aids all of that. I just love the far-reaching aspect of how it supports the arts, it supports the art programs, it draws in the community and gives a lot of interest there. So it's about dollars, of course, but just the way that we're raising that money, and also to enrich young minds and help along artists who are in that real fragile stage of, do they want to continue on out of junior high and high school or study art into college? That is part of that. That money says, yes, you do have ways to get that funding for your programs and keep those programs strong.
I know this begins at 9 on Saturday, goes through the afternoon. And then at some point, so this is a juried art fair, one of these will be, some art will be selected to go into the permanent collection, right? Will be some things that will be noted? Will be a blue ribbon or some ribbons around the fair?
Yeah, we give a lot of awards, but we've also have that one piece. We pick just one piece for each year. So like I said, I think we've got close to 44 pieces now in the permanent collection. So this year we'll see what we need to add to the collection. Maybe there's a gap there where we don't have enough watercolors or oils or acrylics or some sort of a glass project. But when you take those tours, you'll just see the variety there as well over the years of all of these wonderful artists we've added to the permanent collection over the years.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It's Saturday from 9 in the morning till 4:30. There's more at Round the Fountain, not around, but roundthefountain.org. And Keith, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Thanks to WBAA for everything you do to encourage people to be at the fair. We hope to see everybody, all the listeners, this Saturday.